Hare Krishna. Obviously, I was informed. I didn't know about the schedule, and I was very enthusiastic to give this morning class on a subject matter called the change of heart. I think we all realize that it is quite easy in the to change the dress. Like, I still remember when I came to the temple, we needed a dhoti and we didn't have access to India, so we went to a department store and we got a bed sheet and sewed it together with a second bed sheet, and then I was dressed. It was really a bed sheet in which I was dressed. That was simple. I liked avagandistic cloth, so I had no problem in changing into a bed sheet. No problem at all. I thought the more far out, the better. So bed sheet is really, I mean, who ever thought of a bed sheet as a dress? So I liked it. Then it got more difficult. They told me it's good to shave up. And I was quite attached to my hair. It was quite long. It had needed a few years to be cultivated like this. So shave it off. Okay, I do it. It was a little bit more difficult than the dress, the change of dress, but it still got more difficult. When reading or hearing about Krishna consciousness, I learned I had to change certain habits. For instance, I did all my readings, I mean, how to express it, Nakash, in the bathroom, you know, while doing something which was not so clean. I had to change that. And many other habits in terms of eating habits and associating. But I did it. Habit change was more difficult than cloth change or dress change and hairstyle change. But as I came more into Krishna consciousness and I understood more, I came upon the term of change of heart. What that means is your thinking, your feeling, your emotions, that needs to change. And later I actually learned that that's the whole point of Krishna consciousness. It's not so important to change the dress. It's not so important to change hairstyles and name and so on. In fact, you can be Krishna consciousness in all kinds of hairstyle. When George Harrison, the famous Beatle musician, was frustrated with his musical career, he actually seriously wanted to go into the temple, and he asked Srila Prabhupada if he could shave off and get a new name. And Prabhupada said, no, you keep your hair, and your name is already Harizon, you know, the son of Hari. So no need to make these changes. But the change of heart, is very much needed. If you are only externally a devotee, maybe the world of men will be impressed. Wow, he or she looks really like a devotee. But Krishna looks for the change of heart. He is impressed when the heart is no longer thinking of I and mine, my interest, my ideas, but when you start to surrender the ahammameti, the I and mine, and you think with Krishna in the center. And I will be very honest today, I'm still working on the change of heart. It's a lifelong project. Why is it so difficult to change the heart? Why is it much more easy to change dress codes and so on? Well, because in the heart there sit three very powerful affections or very powerful interests. Interest is a word. One interest is in wealth. I want to accumulate wealth. This means different things for different people. It doesn't refer only for money. To money, I may want to have four dotis, you know, and a box of oranges each day, and so on. And we want this wealth or opulence for us to enjoy it. Another is our heart, there sits, it's called bala, the strength, the energy which we have to do things. And we like to use this energy for our own plans and our own interests. And finally, in our heart, there sits something like love. It can be called also affection. It can be called self-interest. There are emotions which are centered around this area of love. So when we are conditioned souls, we want to use our wealth, our energy, and our love, ability for us, for our pleasure, for our enjoyment. The change of heart would mean to use what you have, what you call mine, that is mameti, to use also your energy, and to use your loving propensity to be loved by others and to give love, to use all these three in Krishna's service. I want to ask you, how do you call someone who says, I like you very much, and when he is gone, when he is with his friends, he will say, I hate this person. You call him a pretender, no? You are maybe also disappointed with him. Why? Better you tell me what you really feel about me. But it is so hurtful if you say something which you don't mean, and then that is not nice. We don't appreciate. So in spiritual life also, when we don't give, when we don't change our heart, but we have externally all the signs of a devotee of Krishna, but internally there's ahammameti, I want to use everything for myself. Krishna is disappointed with us. He is not impressed by us. No, you can understand from this rather graphic example. I mean, it's this is an intentional cheater who does like this. I think we are more unintentional cheaters. We don't want this. We feel, I wish I would be different. But still, we keep our heart for us, and we don't use it. Now, to change my heart is a lifelong project. I have seen this. I like it. I think, wow, this is real spiritual life. I'm not in some cheap new age fashion, but this is for real. I like it. But at the same time, I feel also, it would be nice. I feel sometimes disappointed with myself. And I want to today give you hope how to deal with one's such disappointment. How is it possible to change the heart? And I have said it before, but I want to repeat it again. The very simple method is to increase the culture of your Krishna consciousness. There's a verse, or let me say it in simple terms. Make the light shine brighter than the darkness goes. There's a very nice verse I wanted to read to you today. Can I do this? It is a little philosophical, no problem, no? Good. We have a little orchestra here. Let us use it. Sometimes devotees may ask, but why do you always use this orchestra or ragini? It's for this reason. I very much like to distinguish my words from the words of the Bhagavatam. And by enhancing or serving the Bhagavatam through beautiful recitation and sound, I feel we give it the place it deserves. These are words which we hear, which are very profound.
Yadaratir Brahmani Naishtiki Puman Achayavan Jnana Viragaram Hasa. Achayavan means someone who has a teacher. Achayavan Jnana Viraga Ramasam Dahatya Viryam Hridayam Jivakosham Panchatmakam Yonim Ivotitogni.
When someone becomes fixed in his attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the grace of his spiritual master and by awakening knowledge and detachment. At that time, when one is fixed, no? The living entity who is situated within the heart of the body and covered by the five elements burns up his material surroundings exactly as fire arising from wood burns the wood itself. So the verse says, if you become fixed in your consciousness of Krishna by the mercy of your spiritual master, a fire starts in your heart. We know of various fires in this world, but this is a fire that is a spiritual fire, and it burns away your obstacles in devotional service, like envy. What is it? Here, material attachments, like ignorance. This fire, when you're fixed in Krishna consciousness, burns your ignorance away, your false ego burning, your attachment to the material world, your envy of others, and your absorption in material consciousness. All this is happening when your attachment, by the mercy of your spiritual master, is becoming more firm, and then this fire is started. I think you know different fires. There is the fire which burns. There is a sacred fire, the yajnik fire, which is invoked. There is the fire of lust, or the fire of desire. You know that, how it sometimes can burn. Sometimes envy is also a fire. It is described, it, you don't want it there, but it eats and it harms you. And in this way, they are a few types of fire. But here the fire of bhakti is illustrated. It arises in your heart, and that helps you. Just like light helps you to get all the darkness out of a room, this fire of bhakti, of devotion, is burning everything away. Prabhupada points out the most efficient process in Krishna consciousness. My dear devotees, I want to share this today on my birthday, where I know I will. This is a day where one gets presents. This is such a present. Your presence is such a present for me. I really am very honored that you came to my birthday. Devotees came from all over. Lithuania, from Austria, from all over the place. Although we try to keep it really desperately as restricted and small as possible. Gaurahari had told me, "Oh, please don't invite anyone. I will get so much difficulty, because I said already to some, sorry, you can only be there online, and then I will get so much." So I appreciate this moment. I appreciate it. I appreciate you, and I appreciate the gifts which you are giving by your presence, and the gifts which you give throughout the year by your service and by being such wonderful people in my life. I very much appreciate it, and I'm even a little, not a little, I'm moved in my heart. No? Moved, I feel emotionally enriched by you. Oh, what the devotees do in service, how bravely they are trying to become more self-realized and more knowledgeable in Krishna consciousness. It moves the heart. It is something wonderful. So I want to tell you, I want to give you a gift also, something which gives me hope, and something which works in my life. It's almost magic. It was many years ago where I discovered this in Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavatam, and I must admit I didn't take it so serious at that time, because I was much younger than now. But I always remembered I had heard this, and I sometimes tried to find the place in Prabhupada's books, but was unsuccessful. And then maybe 10 years ago I saw it again, and also at that time I only made a note. I thought, later I will look at it when I'm older in Krishna consciousness. And maybe 2 years ago, I I read it and I took it very serious. And here is the quotation, and then I will tell you what how I apply it in my life. Prabhupada also says it's very difficult to develop Krishna consciousness because it means the change of heart. And I think all of us here and all who listen to the lecture know, yes, that's the real work. That's the real real thing. But it is possible, and here is a method. The more we hear from realized souls, the more we actually make advancement in our devotional life. And as we make advancement in our devotional life, and it increases our advancement, the more we actually become detached from the material world. Prabhupada often said it, look in your heart, and if you want to know how is it going, how, find out what is with the attachments. As long as they're still for wealth, for using your energy for yourself, or just running after love in this world, giving, you know, like this, you know, the change of heart is yet to happen. It has not happened, but it will soon happen, hopefully soon. But to develop more an attachment for Krishna and become detached is very easy if you change your thoughts. If you take a different perspective, look at your life yourself, and maybe when you are heard about something, you feel, this really went very deep in my heart. Or maybe if you have an instinctive aversion that I just don't like this person, I don't know why you have this. Or maybe you feel, I would really like to buy a Ferrari. I don't have money, but I can rob a bank, and so on. When you have some compulsive thought, this, by the way, was a joke. I don't mean that we rob banks. We don't do this. It was a joke. So, to be really clear, when you have some obsession with something, but when you think new about it, the obsession goes. No, when you have a new perspective, it goes. Oh my God, what a child I was to want this. You just go, no need. No? The new perspective is very powerful. You became a devotee because you had a new perspective. So change your thoughts if you want to change your life. And that happens by hearing. The more we become detached from the material world, the more we increase in attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the scriptures give us an example how this hearing works. Imagine you have a water pot. This is a water glass, but it works also with the glass. And if there is a little rain, it will wash and clean the glass from the outside. Yes? But now imagine there is a really big, strong monsoon going down. Really strong rain. Have you seen it in India? What will happen? Your water glass will be toppled. It will turn around and it will fill with the rainwater. So if you hear a little bit, like most of you do, it cleanses your heart. You have changed your dress, you have changed your hairstyle, it comes back, but you have changed your hairstyle. Your name is different. Now you are no longer Hans, but you are Hans Suduta or someone. It has done something, the little hearing, no? But now imagine you turn up the more hearing. Then something will happen. Your heart will turn. Oh yeah, oh, Krishna, Krishna, so good. And it will fill with Krishna consciousness. A beautiful example, isn't it? You just need to increase the hearing. Today I read in the morning, Prabhupada said, I said it so nicely, he said, when you have time, why chant only 16 rounds? Chant 25 rounds. Or when you have time, more time, chant the whole day. That's the proper use of time. He was talking about increasing the amount of hearing. No, it will work in a different way. It will change your heart. It will fill your heart. I did this morning. I somehow, you know, when you come back from the clinic, the Ayurvedic clinic, it takes a few, minimum 2 weeks until you are normal again, because they take the book. They take everything apart and so on. It's very nice treatment, but quite intense. It's quite intense at times. And this morning I was not, you know, I was moody. Do you know what this, are you also sometimes moody? You don't know what's wrong. And then you try to find, it's because of this or it's because of that. But most probably you are wrong. That's what it means. You are moody. Then I thought, well, let me do this. And I read the Gopal Champu. And, you know, there was such a beautiful... It was about how Krishna's shyness, how Krishna is shy and how he blushed. There was an incident that the Balaram thought he was a thief, and then Krishna blushed because as his older brother, you know, he... And I read the whole pastime. I will not repeat it here, but it's quite absorbing or long. And I felt so happy and blissful. And then the devotees came into my room. I greeted them, good morning. I wish you all the best. The Amarananda was shocked. I was so blissful. So yeah, it works, my dear devotees. And I'm doing this, I'm trying to do it every day. I'm trying to increase my hearing. And some days I can only do the minimum, which you also do, of reading and hearing. But on other day, but even the minimum works if I do it with some awareness and some inner eagerness that, oh, I want my Krishna consciousness to work. So Prabhupada talks about this, the more you hear, the more you advance, the more you advance, the more you become detached, and the more you become detached from Maya, the more you are free for Krishna. You are now free for Krishna. So this is a very, very nice process which works, but in Kali Yuga, even the nice processes or easy processes, we have difficulty with this, no? I think about 70% of my disciples don't chant 16 rounds each day. I know this. This is my estimation. And reading the Bhagavatam, that is also not there. I know this, although and I know on the priority list. I talked with one temple president, and he had made a prior, he had requested devotees to make a priority list. There was, you know, an honest priority list. It was, there was not Krishna in the first place. There were many, many other things. Of course, we can say it, but we talk COVID, COVID, COVID from morning till evening. Pro or against, you know. But we talk about the same thing, the material energy. So my dear devotees, yeah, it's serious now. My message is serious. You need to increase a little the volume of what you do so that the heart really changes. You will not have problems any longer. You will be blissful and ecstatic. But it's so difficult because we have no taste for these things. We have taste for many other things, but not this. What to do? The Bhagavatam gives a solution to this. And I really want to point this out to you. The solution is in a verse also. I will make music here. Make it a little higher. Shushusho shradanasya vasudeva kata ruchi syan mahat sevaya vipra punyatirta nishevaya. O twice born sages, O devotees online and in Goloka Dham, this one thing you need to know. By serving those devotees who are freed from vice, it means evil intentions in the heart, by serving them, great service is done. And by such service, one gains an attachment for hearing the messages of Vasudev Krishna. So when you feel dull or dumb for spiritual practices, don't despair. And don't give in to your into a victim consciousness where you think, what can I do? I can't. Serve. Serve devotees who are free from bad thought, bad intentions. No? Serve them. And as you come closer by your service, you will also become infected by them, by their what they have in their heart. Infected is maybe not the word I want to use here. The quality of their heart, or some of it, goes to you, and you become also attached to hear more about Krishna. Yes, 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 yes. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti. Well, this gets a little scholarly. So, a famous example for someone who just served devotees was a prostitute. I mean, the prostitute, that's really... I talked to... And when I was preaching, I preached to two. And it worked for one, it worked, but not for the other. But they were enlightened, or they were very special people. But normal, if you meet a normal person of this profession, you just want to run. You just want to run. It's not good company. There's so many, and everything is twisted so much. These poor people have been beaten up by their professions and in millions of places, and they are really deformed in their thing, personality. So there was this one prostitute. I have actually spoken about it in one of my above the clouds, but I know not that not so many of my disciples listen to this, unfortunately, but it will increase in the future most probably. So she had earned a huge wealth. She was young, she was beautiful, she was skillful, and she was wanted. So she had bought a huge place with something which looked like a palace, and she had developed considerable attachment to her wealth. So once it so happened that devotees who were traveling, not on the Autobahn, but who were traveling, walking, spreading Krishna consciousness, they saw it was becoming evening and they were tired, so they saw this beautiful place. It was nicely kept of this, her name was Vara something, Varamukhi. And they saw it and they thought, what a nice place to spend the night. So they went into the property, they went shady trees, they got out little tables like this, they found things and they placed their deities before, they did their puja, and this young lady standing at the window of her little palace and looked down and saw these wonderful devotees. They looked so pure. They looked so effulgent. She really felt, wow, look who has come to me. I mean, they certainly have not come to me for my services. No, they are great devotees. And she just looked and, wow, they got on deities. And they were, look. Maybe she had a maidservant and she said, look, they're doing puja. And as she looked, she became affected and thought, my God, they are so pure-hearted. They live in a different world. Look at the world in which I live. Outside, it looks very nice. I'm in a palace. But inside, ooh, it looks very bad. This is a rare opportunity for me to change something. Let me serve these devotees. And so she got out a plate and filled jewels on it and went down and went to the devotees and said, welcome, I'm so fortunate that you stay at my house. I want to support you. Here, take this wealth. And the devotees went, oops, who are you? You look young. You have so much wealth, so much jewels. So Varamukhi said, oh my God, if I tell them what I do for a living, they will maybe walk away from here. But if I lie to them, that's also not good. So the devotees thought that she was, this is, speak freely. And she said, you really don't want to know what I'm doing. No, you speak freely. So she started to cry, and she said, my life is very sinful. Please help me. Everyone is tainted by something in this world. Don't think of it. And the devotees were kind to her. They saw this is a very serious person. She wants to serve the devotees. And so she hosted the devotees. She took care of food. They accepted it. They didn't want the jewels. For some reason, the Bhaktamala explains. But then after some time they went on and wanted to continue. And the young lady said, oh, please, help me. I feel there are so many sinful reactions coming. No. Then they said, well, there's one thing you could do. Remember you gave us the jewels and we had no real use for the jewels. Go to the Ranganath temple. There's a beautiful deity and offer him a crown of jewels. You find in South India very often deities having crowns which are made of pure jewels. And I know an Udupi is one of such crowns, and I saw it, and the priest told me, no one can pay these jewels. They are so valuable. This crown, it was made in old times, but now it's not possible to gather so much wealth. So she said, you think they will accept it for me? You are kind, you are preachers, you are helping everyone, but they are priests, and if they find out how I got this crown, they will reject me. No, said the devotees, Krishna is merciful. So she came in, she dressed in sari, you know, very chaste. She covered herself completely. She came with this. It took a few months to make the crown, and she came to personally bring it. And the priest saw her and said, "Wow, you're so young. From where did you get this crown? Did you steal it?" No. I earned it myself." "What? How can you make so much money?" And there it was again. They wanted to know. She said, "You wouldn't want to know the name of my profession." "No, you speak freely." She cried, she broke down and said, I earned this by a sinful occupation." She told them. "Oh," said the priest, "we don't know if we can accept this crown." Though at this moment, the Lord, who had heard the conversation, he was on the altar, he gave a message into the heart of the head priest and said, "Accept the crown. I want this crown." The head priest said, wait a minute. And he told to the younger priest, don't talk to this. Just let her sit peacefully. Let her, she should not cry. This is the house of the Lord." And he went before the deity and said, "My Lord, please, did you want to accept this crown?" And very clearly in his heart, he heard the glowing yes of the Lord. "Yes! Tell her to come on the altar and put the crown on me. She is a devotee." It was never done. Up till this time, I have not heard that ladies can go on the altar of Ranganath. But the Lord wanted it. So they told Varamukhi, you go." "I go? Me?" "Yes, the Lord wants your crown." So she brought the crown, but she couldn't. She was not tall enough and did not know how to bring the crown on the head. So at that moment, Ranganath brought his head down like this. And almost like when you are greeted by a child and you know, and that child wants to give you a garland, and you, she's too small, the child is too small, then you come down and the child can do so. So the Lord accepted her like this. Just because she had served devotees and she had heard from devotees. And this way her heart was changed. And she was, and the first one who saw it was Ranganath, the Lord. The Lord notices the change of your heart. He notices the smallest change of your heart. He is eager to see that. He wants you to see it. He wants to see it. He wants your welfare. He is so eager for each of your service. So, my dear devotees, the process is simple. Hear more and more either the holy name or kirtan. I've heard about one devotee couple. The husband always hears bhajan music. And of course, the wife also listens along. Hear lectures, read the books, chant. And if you find it difficult, which is there because we have a twisted taste, ein verdorbenen Geschmack, then serve devotees, do something. You don't need to bring a plate of jewels. anything is very good, and you will see soon your heart will change, and as a result you will feel attachment to Krishna. That everyone can do. It's a simple process, but please take note, we are for the change of heart. The change of dress, the change of partners, the change of what else? Names. What else do we change? We change a lot. This is not so important. It may go. I mean, I gave some. You know, our life may go on as our previous karma. Is there, the karma waves will roll over us. But what we are interested in is a change of heart. No? You should see that. And there are two people who will see that. Actually, three. First, Krishna will see it when your heart changes. Your spiritual master, if you allow him to look, he will also see it. But the third person who will see when your heart changes is you. You will see it. You will feel it. You will know it. As sure as you know when you have eaten that I'm healthy. I'm enough. Tika. I'm satiated. You yourself will see it. Maybe not in the beginning. But maybe also in the beginning. The most important here is Krishna. He will see it. He will immediately see it, and he will be pleased with you beyond all measures. Good. This is a little bit my message. It's about the change of heart. Please think about it. Please think about it. Discuss it with your friends. See how it is possible for you to make a little bit more advancement in this direction. And this was my birthday message. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shishi Gonitai ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Hare
Krishna. Welcome back. We have one question from online, and we have 10 more minutes in our schedule. Would you like to answer this one question?
Yes.
Das Mikrofon war aus, zumindest höre.
Ach so.
Ich habe es ihm geschrieben.
Ja.
Yeah. It's hard. I think you're saying yes.
Yes.
I hope.
Yes.
So this is from, okay, good. Wonderful. So this is from Baby Kumari, and her question is, what does transformation of the heart feel like? I have tried to increase my hearing and reading over the years, yet I still don't feel a transformation of heart. Perhaps I'm not doing it properly. Please, could you share some insight into what the signs are?
What does the feeling, a change of heart, how does it feel like? Well, you feel devotion for Krishna. You feel, oh Krishna, Krishna is so wonderful. Oh, I would like to hear and know more about Krishna. It's really the change of heart. You could also say it's a change of interest, really. I think you know as a devotee, when you became a devotee, your interests have changed. I know you. You were one thing when you before Krishna consciousness. Now you have other interests. Maybe you have some old interests also. How you look or these things which are important for ladies. Men are interested, how does their arms look, is they strong, are their muscles, you know, they are interested in this. But ladies, I do not know so well, but okay, this may still be a little bit there, but you now have new interests. I would like to go to Vrindavan, you know, when my child is a little bit grown up, I would like to go. Or I would like to see that Krishna consciousness spreads. No, I would like to see that actually. And so when your interests change, your heart changes also. In Sanskrit, the word interest is also matihi. Matihi, we often translate it as inclination, but inclination and interest is very similar or very close to each other. No, so your matihi changes, your orientation and also your values. You think maybe before you came to Krishna consciousness, you valued certain things. Now you value other things, you know. So I think Devi Kumari, and I do know you, so I will address you, here is the camera, personally. I have seen that your inclinations and tastes have changed significantly. Maybe when you look for a change of heart, you want something very, very big. You know, that, oh, my heart should be full of love for Krishna and so on and so forth. That's the end goal of the change of heart. That's when the heart is, it said, when a ray of bhava comes into our heart, it melts and becomes very soft. And the softness means it flows to Krishna like butter, which becomes very soft. Huh? It melts and then flows off the plate and out of and down from the table, you know, wherever it is. So that's bhava. That's a very high form of transformation of the heart or change of heart. But let's look for the, not always for the highest and be satisfied only with the highest. Already that the interest, the matihi changed. That is there. In the scriptures it is said, when a soul meets devotees and hears from them, at that time his matihi or inclination or interest changes, and at that time, listen to this, this is in the Bhagavatam, 10th canto, at that time he becomes free from from revolving in the circle of birth and death. He becomes free. And I think this is happening already. You may at this moment not feel it so strongly because a lot of the affection of the mother is on the young child. You know, your young, very young baby child requires a lot of affection, and Krishna has arranged it that at that time the mother gives the affection to the child, and we only have so much affection to give. You know, it's like a watering can. How is it called? Watering can. Bharata Shrestha is confirming he is knowledgeable in English. So there is only so much water in the watering can, and then it's exhausted. So we only have so much affection, and if we give it to our child, I know one family in England, you start to talk, and they respond to you, and after they have said half a sentence, they will talk about their child. They're so affectionate to the child. Woo! It is a psychological phenomenon. There is not a second subject matter. It's all at the child. And when we think, when we know the child, we know it has to be like this, because the child requires so much affection. It is a very special child, and therefore in order to grow, Krishna has made it like this. But outsiders like me, we are simply overwhelmed with curiosity. How is it possible to talk only about one subject matter? It is, for me, it is impossible because I have a very creative mind, but here it is possible, and I'm trying to find it out, to solve this mystery. It's really amazing. I will not give the name. And by the way, this couple doesn't live in England. I'm putting a wrong track so that you will not find offense with this couple. So don't worry. I have seen the change of heart, and you very much. I have been very amazed to see it because your interests have changed. Oh, our Devi Kumari, you don't know. She comes from a most wealthy background, most wealthy. We cannot even talk about it. And she has, and her family was at the beginning not for this. It was too different. And her interest had changed so much that despite what everyone said, she was very strong and came to Krishna consciousness, is still a wonderful devotee, because yes, the change of heart is there. But maybe you expected, oh, Krishna should reveal himself after this time, I should see him with my own heart, and I should with my own internal vision. That comes later when Baba is there. Hare Krishna. Good.
So much. We have one more question.
Do we have time?
Question. We have approximately 3 minutes. So let's give you the last question. Mani says, we hear that Krishna minimizes our karmic reaction, and that we should not cause others' distress or be distressed by others. How do we make very high beliefs real for us?
Arisyam, I must admit, I did not acoustically hear everything in the question. Would you be so kind to repeat it very slow English and very slow?
Yes, absolutely, Kumar. So Malini is asking, we hear that Krishna minimizes our karmic reactions, and that we should not cause others distress or be distressed by others. How do we make these very high beliefs real for us?
Krishna reduces our karmic reactions. That's one part of the question. And the second is, we should not give distress, nor take distress. We should not give people, make them distressed, nor should we become distressed by them. How can we make these very high aspirations real for us? There is an end solution, that is, if you become fully Krishna consciousness, but I'm not leaving you with this. I know this is very high. There are some ways which you can deal with in this world, and it is called, you can take a step back in very simple ways. Most of the time, we are totally identified with the happiness and distress around us. But if we make a step back, it doesn't get so close any longer, because we are really no longer so close. Have you ever been in a very unpleasant discussion, and you could not escape the discussion without appearing extremely rude or so on? What do you do at that time when you don't want to engage in the discussion? You go a step a little back and you say, oh yes, this person is a little disturbed, you see it. And you watch it. Do the same thing as you do when you see a horror movie. I know you don't see horror movies, but you might see other movies from time to time, and no one can avoid it, you know, almost. And some are not bad, you know, there's no problem. But imagine you are in a horror movie. This comes straight from psychology now, and the music is there, why doesn't he see that the vampire man is hiding just behind the corner, and this young man is walking the wrong direction, and you're really involved, and you already feel the blood is going all over the place, you know, and it's only in 1 minute you would see something so ghastly. Then what do you do? You just, if you don't want it, you just imagine someone puts on the light at that time in the room, or you put on the light, pling, in your dark room where you could only see the TV set, and pling, the light is there. Then you see the TV, then you see the pictures on the wall, then you see the door which leads to the kitchen, and you think of food maybe, and then you look again at this impossible movie, and you say, you say, I put a blanket over the TV so that I don't need to see what comes next. I already know it's like being there at this in a hospital when there's surgery going on. I don't want to see that, and so on. Put the light on when you are getting distressed, or when you are becoming, you know, how is it called in English, when you get on people's nerve, just stop, only this, and see the whole context, and you will not be attached any longer. You cannot suffer from a horror movie when the light goes on, because you see other things than the horror movie. The frame is bigger. It is simply not possible. This is what devotees, they may need a little self-realization that I'm not the body, I'm not the mind. At least they may need to remember that at times. But then you go into this memory and you think, oops, everything looks different from this perspective. How nice. By the way, even a normal psychologist who is trained in cognitive behavior theory can tell this. It's not something extremely spiritual, but spiritual people should not forget this, you know, to step back and just watch yourself. How interesting, say, my mind, instead of thinking I'm disturbed, think, how interesting, my mind is disturbed again. Or, you know, how interesting, my mind wants a red Ferrari. I mean, no one of us is in this category. We want maybe a red bicycle. How interesting, my mind wants a red bicycle, you know. Don't identify with this. This ABC of spiritual knowledge, but we have to learn it. In Hare Krishna, Hare Rama movement, we are overdosed with theoretical knowledge. We never stop to say, okay, maybe I need to go to the first class of spiritual life and understand I'm not the body and the mind. Maybe I have heard it, but I've not yet taken care enough to understand and act on this level. Sometimes spiritual life means to be humble. Anyways, but enough of this series. Remember this story, I heard it from, I think his name was Goldman, a psychologist who told it. And I thought it's a good example because as a child I watched regular horror movies, so they made me excited. I like to be afraid and all these things as a child. Now I have not seen and don't want to see any longer. Hare Krishna. So good. Now Hari Shyam.
Yes.
Let us hear how to continue.
Thank you, Maharaj, for that morning lecture and answering those wonderful questions.